we're going to end with something rather lovely because it started back in 1864 as a way to revitalise Irish horse breeding, and it's now Ireland's largest equestrian event. The Dublin Horse Show begins next Wednesday in the RDS, and included in the classes will be the donkey. Donkeys are not native to Ireland, but were brought here from the Middle East and North Africa in the 17th century. But they proved to be an Irish farmer's best friend, a real workhorse on the farm. About a century ago, there were 250,000 of them on farms across the country. And today that's dwindled to in and around 10,000. But the Irish Donkey Society is doing their best to continue to support them. Well, a few weeks ago, two foals were born on club member Donal Staunton's farm in Clifton in Galway. Lorna Siggins went along to see them and was joined by donkey enthusiast Chloe Heenu and Donal's son, Donny.
Oh, aren't they lovely?
The mammy has the marks too on the legs.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
She's got them. So this one, we don't know whether she's going to have a foal or not. The one we're looking at there is a 16-year-old one with the foal. That's Falkira Molly.
So this Falkira is Falkira Molly. Molly, yeah.
And her daughter is the black one, Sky Road Lady Luck. And she had the baby foal first, and then her mother here had the other foal.
Okay.
So their mother and daughter, and then they both had two fillies. So that's Margot, and the other one is Edith. Two little girls.
Two little girls.
Hello, Donny.
Lovely. Come here. Oh, you're very shy.
They're only 6 days old, so they'll get livelier and livelier. The next time now, they'll be running around together.
Okay. The legs are so long, aren't they?
They say that when they're born, that their legs are nearly, if they're adult, and it's only their body that has to grow. Or that's
really?
What they say, anyway.
Wow. And the ears look fully grown, don't they?
She's got massive ears.
Yeah. Look at her, look at her.
Yeah.
I think picking up radio too, that one.
So I didn't realise how long they're pregnant for.
It can be up to 14 months, yeah. Now, these were about 12 and a half, 13, I think, but I had no exact date. She's coming again.
So funny, like they just start copying their mother at some stage. Like they've no teeth right now. See the way she's mimicking the mother grazing.
Oh, I see. But yeah. Can she actually get the grass?
She's just gum, like she's no teeth.
So when will the teeth come?
Should be in the next few months, even the next month and a half. I'd say they'll start breaking through. They'll be chewing on everything, and biting them.
Now, isn't she lovely, Donny?
Mm-hmm. They're dying to come over and have a look, but they're just not sure. They're not brave enough yet.
Yeah. So, Donny, what do they like to eat best?
Toast.
Anything else? Any vegetables?
Yeah.
Carrots? No?
They don't eat carrots.
They do eat carrots. The man that owned these donkeys, Henry Brown, and his brother Mickey used to bring the turf in from the hill with them. So their mothers worked. These didn't really, they were just pets. He has all the gear in the shed up there, the baskets and the creel and all that.
And the cart and all
right,
that.
Okay.
And what they used to do is Henry might have two or three and the neighbour would have two, but when they go turf, they'd borrow two. So you could end up with six of them all going together. So that's how they used to do it. Because that was before quads and tractors. And
yeah.
In the end, people stopped doing the turf.
Yeah.
It was easier to buy a tractor or turf than do it.
Yeah.
But they'd keep the donkey all year long for 2 weeks' work, like.
Yeah.
So.
For 2 weeks' work. And I suppose good for keeping the nettles down.
Yeah, they do. They eat all the old buttercup. I tend to put them into the field after the cows are finished and they eat all the last grass that remains. So.
So, with the restrictions on turf cutting, how has that affected donkeys? Because is there less need for them now?
I know this village that used to use them. There hasn't been a sod of turf brought in 25 years on a donkey, I'd say.
Same as that.
They just wouldn't...
So nobody uses them even on the bog now?
No. No, we could be totally wrong. In Connemara, there might be somebody, but it's kind of a tradition that has died out. Yeah. But
interestingly, I was in the park there at the weekend and there was a man that came up to me and he got this sort of contract building kind of a trail up through this special area conservation, SAC in Connemara, and he was saying the crowd he got the contract with, he said they probably wouldn't be inclined to let me use a tractor or a quad, and he was wondering would I break in one of my donkeys to carry up the stuff from in through the woods to this place. So there's an odd few little bits like that come about, but as Donal was saying, it's not sort of an annual regular thing that you'd see people bringing turf in.
But the, Because I don't know donkey numbers. Chloe probably know more. Are they up or down?
I think in Ireland at the moment there's only around, is there around 7,000? We'll say back in the 50s, 60s, 70s when they were in work, there was over 250,000 of them. So there's been a huge drop, as Donal was saying earlier, since the tractor came in.
The tractor came in.
You know, that was nearly the beginning of the end for the donkey, really, in agriculture, you know.
These aren't worth a lot at all.
Really?
No.
Yeah.
Like you could get anywhere between about 200 and 500 for a mare, and then a foot, like a jack that's not castrated, you'd be lucky to get maybe €50. Sometimes if you have them gelded, they could be a companion for a mare or something, because donkeys always have to come in pairs. They're very social animals.
You'll notice
if you ever see a donkey in the field by himself, he's always hovering the fence looking for a passerby that might take pity on him or calling out for another one. So it's lovely what Donal has here. Like, there's three of them, and they're
so
good
friends.
They get lonely.
They would, yeah.
They do, yeah.
You've three donkeys.
I do, yeah. Yeah.
And one of them I saw jumping.
Yeah.
I didn't know the donkeys jumped.
Yeah, because I asked for a pony when I was about 7, and nobody in our family was into ponies, and my granddad's cousin had two donkeys that he didn't want anymore, so we got them in exchange for a load of turf back in the day. And I just started breaking in the donkeys and making use of what I had. And it was a mother and a daughter that I got, and the daughter had a foal since, so I have a third generation donkey, so she's very special, and taught her to jump as well. And it's a great way of keeping them fit, and I lunge them and all of that over poles and things, and they enjoy it, and they go out for their little walks and things.
Is that a bit unusual?
I think it is. I've seen videos of people jumping cows and other stuff, but donkeys is a new one, I think, anyway.
Yeah. But do you feel they enjoy it?
I think they do, yeah. They like a little challenge, and they're very intelligent animals. They're quite easy to train, even though some people mightn't believe it. But the donkey does like to think about things before he takes action. A lot of people take it up as stubbornness, but the donkey will stand there and he'll think of his options for a few minutes before he takes action. And
they're misunderstood animals.
They are.
So you're both involved in the Irish Donkey Society.
We were founded in the 1970s by Lady Anne from Swinfen. So it was around the time that, you know, the tractors started coming in and the donkeys started becoming less. So just a group of donkey enthusiasts. We love donkeys and we just want to show everyone how great they are. We don't provide sanctuary as such, but we often have people coming to us wondering, you know, I'm thinking of buying a donkey, what do I need to do? Or I got a donkey, how do I get it microchipped? And, you know, we're always happy to help people with queries and things like that. And we have two events every year. We go up to Mullingar Show, and then we have the RDS Dublin Horse Show on Sunday the 10th of August. So there is carriage driving in the main Grand Prix arena at about 2:30, so we get to bring a few donkeys and carts in there, and it's lovely to go around with all the horses. It's always a good bit of fun. That's usually about 2:30 in the day, and then we have our own display in Ring 1 at about 5:30, and again we'll have creels, turf, we might have turnips, sowers, we could have anything going on in there. So it's always a great day out and we have great fun.
14 months pregnant. God love female donkeys. That's Lorna Siggins there with Donal, his young son Donny, and Chloe. And for more information you can go to donkeysociety.ie.